And with that familiar theme, we welcome you to Friday.
Yeah, it is a Friday, the 23rd, and the Friday before Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
We're things... all catching our breath, but when you see, it sounds like we're out of breath, it's because, we are kind of getting things shaped up.
If it's not nailed down, it's moving.
That's what I said this morning. It's now or never.
That's true.
It's too late to turn back now.
That's right. And we're excited. And it excites me that folks are already calling.
Yeah, for sure.
Wanting to be a part. And so your first opportunity is going to be Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Whether
you call in or come in person, the pledge office will open from 4 to 6, and then we'll have live music starting Sunday evening about 5:30 with just a conglomeration.
Just a conglomeration. That's a big one.
Conglomeration of everybody that will fit on stage that can play an instrument.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll pick and grin and tear it up for about 30 minutes. And then the service will start at 6 o'clock, so the office will close once the service gets underway.
Very good.
So come and be with us if you can. Love to have you. Mm-hmm. Any and all of Share-a-thon that you can be a part of. And if you can't be here, tune in, log on, and enjoy what we've got going on.
Love to have y'all be here.
Sure would.
If you can, come be with us.
Yeah, and thank you to those that have called in to help with a financial gift for meals.
We
appreciate that. Years ago, before COVID came and all that stuff, we were able to have churches partner with us, and they brought food in.
Yeah, sponsor entire meals.
Yeah, you know, they did.
A bunch of churches get together and do it, and times have changed.
They have, and so appreciate the hard work and all the hours that have been invested by the team in the kitchen that have already been preparing and getting things ready. And so all the food will be cooked here in-house. But thank you to those that have helped and with helped to, you know, go money to go toward that. And it's not too late if you'd still like to help with that. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then also we were asking for folks to maybe bring us desserts.
Yeah.
So we still could use some help with that as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we need.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we certainly will take all the help we can get, and thank you for thinking about us. And at this time of year, folks are already setting aside a time to come and be a part. And most of all, I believe Pastor would agree with us when we make this statement, we need your prayers.
Amen.
We're praying that God would move in a mighty way. I think I did it in my promo. Pastor did it in his. We're not going to presume on anything. But we also know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all.
That's right.
And so you help us pray that God once again meet the need and that saints will get revived, souls will be saved, and we'll just have church.
Amen.
Amen.
And then it'll be something that will last beyond those 7 days.
What we always count on, you know. Yeah. We always love to hear the stories of what gets carried on through the year from other places, other churches, how pastors get help, how missionaries get help, and just, church folk, how they get help each year. And it's that's all part of Share-a-thon.
Yeah. You pray for all the preachers that will be standing behind the pulpit. We've got Brother Brian McBride will preach for us here at Anchor twice this coming Sunday, the morning at 11, the evening at 6. He'll preach Monday through Friday afternoons at 2. And then the finale Sunday, the 3rd of March, he'll preach in the morning and the afternoon as well. And then the day preachers, I think we can do them from memory.
I think we can. Let's try.
You want to start off?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Monday morning. You start me off.
Okay,
I think I remember.
Monday morning, those services, early services start at 10.
Yeah.
Monday morning is Brother Scott Dean.
Okay. And Brother Tuesday. I'm already losing it.
It's all good.
It's okay. List is over there, by the way.
Oh,
it's over there. It's behind. I'm bad when it comes to that. It's there somewhere. Is it there?
There we go.
I threw it. That's okay. Throw it at me. That'll be all right. Tuesday, I should have known this. Brother Jimbo Seaton is preaching at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. And, of course, at 2 o'clock, same all week long, Evangelist Brian McBride. And then at 7 o'clock all week long, Pastor Rudy Smith.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday morning, we've got Pastor Doug Raines, who pastors the Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville.
And then on Thursday, Pastor Todd Bell from the Calvary Baptist Church in Sanford, Maine.
On Friday, from the Bright Spot Hour, Dr. Ben Carper out of Greenville.
And then on Saturday, a little bit different lineup. On Saturday, Dr. Rick Lee from the Midway Bible Baptist Church will preach at the 10 a.m. service. And then we have our young preachers.
Amen.
Yeah.
And gentlemen, if you've been called to preach and a young preacher, it's mainly, I think, young in the calling and young in the age as well.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to get your name included in the drawing, because they will be pulled from the offering plate. That's what they put the names
That's
in.
Right.
So you need to be here by 1 o'clock, and there'll be a little questionnaire that you'll fill out and talk to Pastor Barton.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually in the past, it's been 7 young men that will preach for a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have a timer for you, a clock. And so that starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. And then Pastor Ken Trivett from the Pine Ridge Baptist Church in South Dakota.
Yeah.
He's going to be here. And that's really the evening time change for service time change at 5 on Saturday instead of the 7 o'clock hour. So at 5 o'clock, Pastor Ken Trivett from South Dakota will be preaching.
And we'll have an extended song service. We've got a youth choir.
Yeah.
And so we want to invite those that are interested in being a part of that to come. And please do that.
Yeah.
The more, the better. And then we also have the Raines family that night. Again, a little extended song service. Yeah. Then on Sunday, as I mentioned, we've got Brother McBride, both services. And that is the preaching schedule for Share-a-thon.
Yeah, and just to mention, you've heard us playing them, and I've been kind of like throwing them in a little bit more through the week, but the AG family is going to be here to sing, the Raines family, Middle Cross, the York family, the Marksman, Adam Borden family, the Matthews family, the Elliott sisters, the Lovett family, the Thren family, the Reggie Sadler family, the Rogers family, the Ben Rochester family, the King James boys, the Wheeler family, the McBride family, and more are going to be singing. And so be praying for a lot of our singers. They are going to, and I think Brother Brian had mentioned that, you know, over 120 different folks will be crossing the stage during the week of Share-a-thon, whether it be preaching through those 22 services or the singers throughout the morning, starting early at 7:15 all the way up and through the evening service. So pray that the Lord would give them stamina and give, you know, touch their voices and give them strength as they, be rested enough to be able to sing. And some have to start early. I'm one of those guys. And so you pray for me.
Yeah.
I pray for Brother Brian, and I think I've got some others.
Adam
Borden. Brother Adam going to be starting early in the mornings. And so you pray for us that our voices hold out. Thing about Share-a-thon. Is that we get a little excited. We can't help it, because when you get that much of the Holy Spirit moving around, you tend to want to shout and praise the Lord and get all excited, and sometimes I've even shouted my voice out around here. It happens.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be reserved and try to conserve what voice I do have. But It's when it gets, I believe the Lord will provide and the Lord will make a way. But
amen.
It always gets exciting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's a good time, and we're looking forward to what the Lord has. So you pray with us. And you were talking about early. Brother Eddie's on early. Brother Brian Coates, and I think probably Jaden will sing some with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Brother Adam Borden. You've got the Elledge sisters and the Jones sisters.
Yeah.
Those are our early morning sign-on folks. So God bless them. And we'll be glad to tell you the day that folks are going to be here. If you're interested, you're welcome to call us. The specific times, it's so much, it's fluid.
That's a good word.
And it is subject to change.
Yeah.
So, but we'll be glad to fill you in and try to help you narrow down a time. If you're coming to hear a particular group, we'll be glad to help you out as much as we can.
And just to remind folks, we do know that, March is coming up, right? First day of March is about halfway through Share-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
And so our normal sign-on will be for the month of March, starting for the month of March. We'll say starting the month of March at 6:45. And then, but we won't be going live to the sanctuary until 7:15 every day.
Correct.
And so you can still join us. I'll join you on the early morning shift there on those, or one of us will be joining you. One of us will be coming on with you once the month of March starts at 6:45. But every day of Share-a-thon, we'll be going live at 7:15 every morning to the sanctuary to start the day.
And that's when the phones will open.
And that's when the phones will open. So again, if you hear us coming on early on the AM, that's because of we got a new sign on for the month of March. And then that'll change again when the time changes.
The next weekend.
Yeah, the very following weekend will change again to where we have our latest sign on of the year.
Yeah, daylight savings time.
Yeah, it comes on that following Saturday.
So, sure enough, yeah.
Yeah, so again.
And Tuesday's the election.
Yep.
Right
after Share-a-thon.
Yeah, so a lot going on.
Yep.
Heard any update on Brother Spivey?
I have not today. Okay. They've not posted anything today. Normally, his son has been keeping updates, but I don't think they were going to have to do a procedure yesterday to try to help him with nutrition. Yeah. And so they were going to try to get that done yesterday. From what we're seeing is that he has had some lingering effects from the strokes that he had when he had the seizures, and so they're still monitoring him and trying their best to figure out what all is happening. But they're still in the hospital, so you pray for him today as well.
Please do. And Corey, if you're listening, can you take care of the T-shirts? Yep. Or can somebody tell Corey?
Yeah.
Apparently...
they have arrived?
Well, apparently... Joe is there waiting to pick them up.
Oh, I see.
And that was something that, because I'm wondering why my husband's calling during Swap Shop.
Yeah.
Because I see the number and I'm like, uh-oh.
Okay.
Something's wrong. So I'm texting, everything okay? And if somebody in administration somewhere can call and take care of that, or get Corey, we'll call and take care of it. And Joe, if you're listening, apologies. Got a silver alert for a Hendersonville man. Bless 85-year-old Orin Brown. From what I understand, he went fishing and he didn't make it back home.
I saw that story this morning.
And he was last seen driving a white four-door 2012 Nissan Altima with North Carolina plates KCJ4421, and this was on Ridge Road at Olathe Road, and he was traveling south. That was about around this time yesterday.
Yeah,
he's about 6'4", 185 pounds, white hair, brown eyes, and was last seen wearing a jean jacket, a vest, a white undershirt, and jeans.
Okay.
So if you've got any information on his whereabouts, will you please contact the Hendersonville Police Department?
Yeah. And I think wasn't a part of the story that he may be in the Brevard area fishing some of those trout streams in the Brevard area, from what I was told.
Yeah.
So I think that was part of the story. So
yeah.
if he is, so be on the lookout if he is in the Brevard area. That's where he was intending to go. There may be some cognitive impairment involved with that story.
Yeah,
so if that's the case, then he may not be aware. Yeah. He may be in the Brevard area. That's where he tends to go fishing, from
that's
what we understand.
That's where his family,
his family kind of thought he was going to go.
So, near Brevard.
Yeah, near Brevard.
And if you go online, you can see his picture, but please keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Again, a 2012 Nissan Altima, and it's white.
Yeah.
Plates, NC plates, of course, KCJ4421.
Okay.
So please be praying for this situation. Yeah. And if you have seen anything since yesterday, he was supposed to be home yesterday at 5:30.
Yeah.
But right around in this time is when he was going to be in our area.
Yeah.
So please be praying. If you've seen anything since, yesterday, go ahead and call the Hendersonville Police Department. Yeah. And also, there's another missing person in Henderson County. It's a teenage girl, and they're considering her a missing person. She's been missing since Wednesday. 17-year-old Alejandra Guzman.
Mm-hmm.
She's believed to be with a young man traveling in a white 2020 Toyota Tundra with Florida plates of IR87WL.
Okay.
They're maybe heading to the Charleston area or even to Tennessee. They don't really know.
Hmm.
So please, if you've got any information on her whereabouts, contact the Henderson County Sheriff's Office.
Please do. Yeah.
It's just, it breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And so please pray. Well, the big AT&T fiasco yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Had a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. More than 9,000 reported outages at one point. But they did a thing today. It was on Fox News and several other major outlets that it was not a malicious attack. Yeah. It was the result of a technical error.
Yeah.
That's from AT&T.
Yeah. Apparently, from what I saw, too, that they were talking, it was where they were encoding new service areas,
yep.
trying to bring in new service areas, and something happened with the encoding of that, which is very highly technical, way beyond my thought process. But anyhow,
yeah.
So kind of worked up, and they had to apologize because they say it was, you know, operator error.
And they owned up to it.
And they did.
I mean, yeah. You know, but there was a lot of chatter yesterday
yeah.
about, you know, being a cyber attack, and because it hit a lot of big cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there were a few people, I think, in our area
yeah.
that had trouble,
mm-hmm.
but not the volume in the bigger cities.
Right.
So that was what they're saying today. So that's what's going on.
Yep.
Kind of an interesting story with the Madison County wildfire.
Okay, yeah.
Did you read the story about the guy who saw that the fire was getting really close to his neighbor's house and mm-hmm. coming down the mountain quickly?
Yeah.
So he did what he does best.
Yeah.
He's a wildland firefighter.
Yeah.
So he grabbed his chainsaw and headed to the woods.
Wow.
Because that's what he does.
That's right.
And he saved his neighbor's house.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like in any, when you think about first responders and work like that, you know, it just becomes natural.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even, and I've been removed from working EMS and, you know, being a first responder for quite some years now, but it's the instinct is still there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when somebody gets hurt, you know, and that people still know that, you know, Eddie's still that guy. And so they'll
yeah.
call me
yeah.
and it's still there. The knowledge is still, it's just instinct. You want to do yeah. something. And so this guy here, he takes off and starts cutting down a fire break.
Yeah.
He jumps above his house.
Yeah, jumps in. And yeah. he said he had, what, three people join him in about 10 minutes,
yeah.
and they were helping him.
Yeah.
And in the end, not a single house was damaged.
How about that?
And so, again, he's a wildland firefighter.
Yeah.
So he just, it was in him. He just started.
Right.
So, anyway, kudos to this gentleman.
Hmm.
And I know he said his neighbors were like, thank you so much, thank you, thank you. Of course, they were thanking him, but quite the hero.
Appreciate 1817 with that information. If I would maybe suggest that if you could contact the Hendersonville Police Department,
yeah,
if you would, with that information,
because that sounds really close.
I'm looking at your details there, and that looks really close. And so maybe if you would just contact the Hendersonville Police Department and give them those details about what times that you saw that information, okay?
Because
Please give them a call.
Let me give you a phone number here.
Let's give the phone number out.
To the folks, 1817.
Yeah.
You need to call 828-697-3025.
Okay.
Again, 828-697-3025, and this is the Hendersonville Police Department. That's
yeah.
the number I just gave you, 697-3025.
Yeah, give them that information, that what you saw, That would be a blessing and probably a great help to those that are investigating this case. All right.
God bless you. Thank you. Please go.
Yeah, please do that if you don't mind. I'm sure that would be a great blessing to the family to get that information on board to help them out with that.
Maybe give them some direction, too.
Yes, sir. You're right, Brother. Reverend Dinkelson, hey, it just never leaves you once you.
There was a gentleman around here that got cut, and Brother Eddie sewed up his thumb.
It's just a thing, you know. It took me, and it just instantaneous. I mean, it just starts to, it comes back to you. I mean, like I said, I probably hadn't done it in quite some time. Probably hadn't done any suture work. Since our mission trip to Haiti, I had a mission trip one time, and one of our guys get injured in the head and had a scalp laceration and had to stitch him up on the mission field. Us military guys we're trained a lot different than the civilian paramedics, and so we kind of. You just got to do what you got to do, especially on the battlefield.
Part of coming back to
mission
you,
field, battlefield kind of thing.
It all is, it's all field.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming back to you. I would just be coming to, would be what I would be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, call me gone, call me out, she's down.
Yeah.
I'd be fainting.
We'll take care of you. Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate you. Thank you, 1817, for that good information there. So you help those folks out if you can, for sure.
And, God does put people where they need to be when they need to be there. So I'm praying that maybe the lead that someone that texts in, the lead that they can offer may help at least in a direction. And again, I haven't seen an update. I checked before I came up here on both of those missing persons, and I did not see any update. So
I used to tell folks, and people ask me, what's the similarities? When I was a paramedic, and of course you take all this medical training and you get all this stuff, when the Lord took me out of that particular field and put me in the pulpit, I always tell, especially my time at the Heart Tower, because I worked in there and was, worked in doing that procedure work and got registered to do that kind of, so I had a license to take care of those folks, putting in devices and doing heart catheterizations and stuff. And the thing is I always tell people, I say, the Lord just took me out of one heart field and put me in another.
Amen.
I mean, I was working on hearts physically for years, and now God allows me to work on hearts spiritually.
That's good.
Just gave me a different knife. I don't have a scalpel anymore. I have a sword.
That's right.
I don't have the x-ray equipment that we had at, I have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
To do the examination. So it just, there's so many parallels there. Someone said I should write a book one day, and hopefully I will. But
I think so.
There's just so much there that I could, could definitely parallel the work. Yeah. But yes, it's always good to know God has you right where He wants you.
Yeah.
And it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling to know that God, you're right where God wants you to be.
Amen.
Yeah,
He makes no mistakes. He has a great big
my
plan.
Soul. That's just so, it's just precious.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what the missionary said, I'd rather be in the darkest jungle of Africa, knowing that I was in the center of God's will, than to be on in some place in the United States out of the will of God.
That's right.
There's just a great peace in knowing that.
It is.
Amen.
When the Lord was calling Eden to the mission field in Bolivia, the Lord, He had to help me as mama. And He did. But, I knew in my heart that she'd be safer in God's will there in Bolivia than she would be in her bedroom.
That's a fact.
In our home. And
that's a fact.
That's the God we serve.
Very
and
believe.
So I bless Him. Yeah, I bless His
Lord.
Name.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go ahead. Let's see what's going on traffic-wise. Over in the Iron Duff, Haywood County area, mainly affecting folks traveling over toward Tennessee, westbound folks. One lane, they got the bridge they're working on, and that's going to just be what's happening for the next little while.
Oh, yeah.
I think they said, a year or two?
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
And, just pack some patience. It's not that bad, folks. Mm-mm. Once you get used to the drive, I think everybody's used to it now.
Yeah.
So just pack some patience and take your time. Keep your following distance. And you'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine.
It's not nearly what we've seen, bad days.
Oh, no.
So it may add 10 minutes to your commute right now. I'm just ballparking it by what I see, but it's not a significant slowdown. Now, we do see it kind of grow as we go toward the afternoon, especially on Friday, but it'll be just fine. Well, we'll give you our Swap Shop items. We'll take a look in Carolina Calendar, and we may have some music from the King James Boys to finish up.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can.
All right, here we go.
828-884-9427, last Swap Shop before Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
If you've got something, give us a call.
All right, sounds good. Here's a 40th anniversary 2004 Ford Mustang. Say all that together.
That is a lot.
40th anniversary 2004 Ford Mustang. It needs some brakes, alternator, and battery. It has a Kenwood stereo system in it and good tires. Only 119,000 miles, asking $3,000. Also, four 1957 Cadillac wheel covers for $1,000. Four 1956 Mercury spinner wheel covers for $1,000. And four 1969 Lincoln wheel covers for $300. And they've got some McDonald's Happy Meals. Make them an offer on those. 828-255-9033, 255-9033.
A 36-inch Sony TV for $50. They also have two male Pomeranian Maltese mix puppies that they are looking to rehome, $50 each. And again, they're 3 months old. Text only at 828-460-8631, 828-460-8631.
Here's for sale a 1993 Honda Accord. It runs good, asking $800. 556-0183, 556-0183.
Looking for a walker with the small wheels. It needs to be, say, 16 to 17 inches in width. And as you mentioned, I think it's the fold-up type.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could help these folks out, again, they're looking for this at 692-9534, 692-9534.
A Pronto M51 power chair with car carrier, asking $1,800. Now, they're willing to separate the two, the chair for $1,200, the carrier for $650. 828-696-6098, 696-6098.
A male Australian Shepherd. He's about a year old, smart dog, good with kids and other animals. Then they have a 12-week-old female Blue Heeler puppy that is current on her shots and has been dewormed. They're asking $350. 384-4447, 384-4447.
All right, sounds good.
Let's see here. Anniversary wishes today going out to Dell and Betty Stevens.
Happy anniversary.
44 years.
Wow.
And Dale would like to wish his bride of 44 years a happy anniversary. And just a reminder that he loves her very, very much.
Yeah.
So we want to pass that along.
Absolutely.
Happy anniversary, folks.
Okay.
Pray
very
it's a
good.
Great one.
Okay.
Well, you want to take a look in Carolina Calendar.
All right. Well, we'll try to run through all of these for you. Mm-hmm. If we got a little time. The Mills River Parks, Trails, and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. Tuesday, February the 27th, in the Commons Room of the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend and offer comments, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
The good folks at Hooper's Creek Baptist Church invite you to their passion play, Why Do We Need a Savior? This will be March 15th through the 17th at 7 o'clock every night. And I think they're going to start special music a little bit ahead of that. So it's just a great presentation. And there are some intense scenes. So young children, you can make that decision whether you think it's appropriate for them. But it does cover the crucifixion. Pastor Philip Youngblood and the Hooper's Creek family welcome you to join them.
The Pilgrim's Way Baptist Church in Rutherfordton invite you to join them for Spring Revival, March the 4th through the 8th at 7 o'clock each evening. Evangelist Brian McBride will be preaching every night with special music by the Aldridge family, the Elledge family, the Raines family, and others. Pastor Wayne Stafford and the Pilgrim's Way Baptist family welcome you to join them. They are located at 485 Hamilton Road in Rutherfordton, North Carolina.
Fletcher First Baptist Church invites children of all ages to join them on Saturday, March 16th, for a resurrection egg hunt. They'll have the egg hunt for children up through the fifth grade at the ball field at 2 p.m. The Easter story will be told, and they'll have games, prizes, and lots of fun. And they have a drawing that includes teens. Food will be served in the fellowship hall. And if you'd like more information, contact Mrs. Rita Bright at 828-551-9313 or Carla Anders at 828-674-7001. Fletcher First Baptist Church is located at 5 Cane Creek Road in Fletcher.
The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education will hold a joint meeting Monday, March the 4th at 4 p.m. For members of the public planning to attend in person, please use the rear entrance of the administration building near the waterfall feature to enter the chambers. The doors will open at 3:30.
The Riverside Baptist Church in Asheville invites you to a gospel singing jubilee on Saturday, March 2nd at 5 p.m. The evening will feature music from His Will, Isaac's Well, Joyful Sounds, and Middle Cross, as well as Peyton, Kathy, and New Generation. There's no admission charge, but a love offering will be received for Randall Mull of Isaac's Well. Riverside Baptist Church is located at 871 Riverside Drive in Asheville. To find out more, visit them online at riversidebaptistasheville.org.
Pray for Brother Randall. Yeah, he said the reason why they're having it, part of this is because he's having major heart surgery.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so pray for him.
Please
and,
do.
And if you can go and support that, that would be a very worthy cause for
Amen.
Sure. The Veterans Restoration Quarters, a ministry of ABCCM, is seeking to raise funds to purchase a stove for their Asheville outreach. I don't know if they've raised all these funds yet, but you can still donate to the cause. You can send it to Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. If you send a check, make it payable to Little River Baptist Church, and in the memo section, note VRQ Kitchen. If you want more information, contact Sherwood Mackey at 828-577-3634.
Maple Ridge Baptist Church invites you to a gospel singing this Sunday night at 6 p.m. featuring the Ben Rochester family. Maple Ridge Baptist Church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler. Everyone is welcome.
The Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is hosting a support series on grief. March the 5th through May the 28th, the Grief Share Support Group will meet in their fellowship hall Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and find hope and healing from the death of a loved one. Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is located at 7765 Greenville Highway in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Call 828-966-4812 for more information.
The City of Hendersonville will be conducting their spring bulk leaf collection March 4th through the 29th. Residents should pile loose leaves at the curb without placing them on the sidewalk or in the road. They should not be bagged, and they should not include any tree limbs or other objects that could damage the collection equipment. Now, you don't need to request a pickup because this service is automatically provided to City of Hendersonville residents. Leaf piles are picked up every 10 to 14 days, depending on the volume. For more information, you may contact the Public Works Department at 828-697-3084.
The Brevard Transylvania Housing Coalition invite you to a Faith in Housing Social Impact Summit Tuesday, March the 12th from 9 to 12 noon at the Brevard First United Methodist Church, 325 North Main Street, North Broad Street. The summit is designed for church leaders to gather together to discuss the options of bringing affordable housing to Transylvania County. Attendance is free and advance registration is appreciated. To contact them or to register, call Kara, or actually contact Kara at impact@sharinghouse.org.
And did you start with the next one?
I think I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Right.
Let me throw this one in. This
sure.
one come by from Brother Doug. And over at Progress Baptist Church, they are going to be in special revival services starting March the 3rd through the 6th. Brother David Youngblood will be preaching their kickoff service at 9:30 on Sunday morning the 3rd. And then Evangelist Bobby Stewart will preach in their midday service at 11:45, as well as Monday through Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So make plans to attend. If you can, the Progress Baptist Church located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville,
Amen.
North Carolina. Yep. So
amen.
Just got that notice less than a day ago. So
all right.
We'll get that in Carolina calendar.
Sure will. And we'll be praying for all these meetings. You support them with your attendance if you can.
Yeah.
And definitely with your prayers. And I was looking at these prayer requests here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we appreciate all the folks who have called. And, you know, we've gotten some updates on some of these requests, but continue to pray. We got these yesterday. Pray for a man who's having open heart surgery early this morning. I hope that is going well and did go well. Also, pray for God's will in a family member's life and a woman that's struggling post-surgery. Mm. He's had some complications. And so remember and pray for those individuals today, as well as many others.
Yeah.
The Lord knows the needs. And we're praying for the bereaved. We're praying for those that are struggling financially, some that are elderly.
Yeah.
And, of course, praying for these missing folks today, that God would locate them and help find them today as well.
Amen.
Always pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praying for that as well. And if you run out of things, pray for Sherathon. We need you. Don't forget.
And we'll look forward. You won't hear from us, so you'll hear from Brother Eddie some, but you won't hear from some of the other staff next week much.
Yeah.
But we say thank you in advance. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for your support through the years. Thank God for all that He's done, and we have faith that He'll continue to do the work that He has lined up for us, that He'll enable us to do that. So again,
Amen. Please
pray if you would. Come and be with us, and Lord willing, we'll see you next week in Sherathon.
Come be with us.
I may not be rich, never have fame, but I've got my family and a soul to save. I've got a heavenly home for eternity. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. Well, I've walked miles down a sinner's path. When I've been lost, Jesus brought me back. And now I'm looking up, down on my knees. Oh, Lord, it's sure been good to me. There's food on my table, a roof overhead. I am forgiven by the precious blood He shed. So undeserving of Calvary. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. Now I walk by faith and not by sight. He broke the chains and He set me free. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. There's food on my table, a roof overhead. I am forgiven by the precious blood He shed. So undeserving of Calvary. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. There's food on my table, a roof overhead. I am forgiven by the precious blood He shed. So undeserving of Calvary. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. So undeserving of Calvary. Oh, the Lord has sure been good to me. Thank you.
Some seek the wealth down here, some seek for fame. I don't care if no one ever know my name. I feel like a stranger here, soon I'll be gone. Oh, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Heaven, the gates are near, it won't be long. Walking the streets of gold, singing around God's throne. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Now if I should die down here before that trumpet sounds, sing no sad song. Oh, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Heaven, the gates are near, it won't be long. Walking the streets of gold, singing around God's throne. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. Oh, nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home. The streets of gold, singing around God's throne. Nothing can hold me here, I'm headed home.